我们今天正道的经文是我们刚才所听的福音书经文，从约翰福音第二十章。愿恩惠怜悯平安从我们的父上帝并主耶稣基督归于你们，阿们。愿你们平安。耶稣突然站在门徒当中对他们说，愿你们平安。门徒也就需要这平安，为什么呢？因为门徒是罪人。几天前耶稣在克西马尼园被捕的时候，门徒都逃走了，门徒长彼得甚至三次都说他不认识他的主耶稣了，并且就是现在耶稣突然向他们显现的时候，门徒都在怕那些犹太人宗教领导人，他们的信心好软弱，好像统统忘记耶稣几天前所告诉他们的话。门徒表现得很差，他们是罪人，他们需要一种赦罪的平安。 The sermon text is the gospel that we just heard read from John chapter 20. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Peace be with you, said Jesus, and the disciples surely needed peace. They needed peace because they were sinners. They had sinned by forsaking Jesus just a few days ago in the Garden of Gethsemane. Their leader, Peter, even three times denied that he even knew his Lord Jesus. And at that very moment that Jesus came to them that first Easter evening, the disciples were afraid of the Jews, not believing and trusting what Jesus had just told them a few days earlier. The disciples had sinned. They were sinners who needed forgiveness, peace. 门徒所需要的那赦罪的平安，耶稣也就赐给他们。当他说愿你们平安的时候，这不只是一个愿望而已。原文希腊文根本没有愿这个字，原文只有平安向你们，并且因为是耶稣说这句话，所以这平安就是从耶稣身上发出去到门徒那里，门徒也就收到了。并且这耶稣所赐的平安不像世人所赐的那样，这平安使心里不忧愁，使人不害怕，这是因为耶稣所赐的平安是个赦罪的平安。那天耶稣问安所赐的平安赦免了门徒的罪。耶稣如何能够这样做呢？他就给门徒看，他给他们看他被钉子所扎的手，他给他们看他被枪所扎的肋旁。耶稣是这样赚得了门徒的赦免。耶稣替他们受他们自己因为他们的罪应该所受的刑罚在十字架上，然后耶稣借着他的复活就打败他们的罪，打败撒旦，也打败死亡。现在耶稣就把他这样所赚得的赦免赐给门徒了，门徒收到了这赦罪的平安，他们亲眼也看到耶稣为他们死，也为他们复活了，因此他们就喜乐了。 The forgiveness peace that the disciples needed is exactly what Jesus gives them. The first words out of Jesus' mouth when he greets them are, "Peace be with you." Now to be sure, this greeting of peace, shalom, was the standard greeting of the day. But when Jesus gives a greeting of peace, he actually gives peace. And the peace he gives is not as the world gives. It is a peace that causes hearts to be troubled no longer, to not be afraid, for his peace forgives sins. Jesus' greeting of peace, his giving of peace, forgave the disciples' sins that evening. And how could Jesus forgive their sins? He shows them how. He shows them his nail-pierced hands and his spear-pierced side. That is how he forgave their sins, by suffering the punishment for their sins on the cross, and by defeating their sins, death, and the devil through his resurrection. Jesus now gives the disciples the forgiveness that he earned for them on the cross. The disciples receive his forgiveness. They see that their Savior has died for them and has risen for them, and thus they are glad when they see the Lord. 我们今天下午的每一个人都在跟2000年前耶稣的门徒他们的情况一样，我们像他们一样常常没有为耶稣和福音向别人给个好见证，我们的信心也一样软弱。我们应该信靠上帝的应许，比如上帝所说的：“我总不撇下你。” 也不丢弃你，但是我们常常软弱，也会害怕。我们都是罪人，你是个罪人，你需要耶稣所赐的平安，这赦罪的平安。Each and every one of us this afternoon is in need of the same forgiveness peace that Jesus gave his disciples 2,000 years ago. For we too are sinners, just like the disciples. We also often fail to stand up for Christ and the gospel in our daily lives. Our faith and trust are also weak, and we fear when we should trust in God's promises, like, I will never leave you or forsake you. We are sinners. You are a sinner in need of Jesus' peace, his forgiveness, peace. 你是 个罪人，但是你今天来到对的地方了。这里当然不是耶稣2000年前向门徒显现的那个房间，我们肉眼也看不到耶稣了，但是这里还是对的地方了，因为在这里所有罪人就可以得到他们所需要的赦免。 那你如果不是罪人的话，你今天就不需要来到这里。看见的人用不着医生了，有病的人才用得着。你如果是有病的，你如果是个罪人的话，你今天下午就是来到对的地方。You are a sinner, but today you came to the right place. No, this is not the room where the disciples were 2,000 years ago when Jesus came to them and gave them his forgiveness peace and they could see the Lord with their eyes. But this is the right place for you today. For here in this place, there is forgiveness for sinners. If you aren't a sinner, you had no need to come here today. It's not the healthy people who need a doctor, but the sick. But if you are indeed sick, if you are indeed a sinner, then you've come to the right place this afternoon. 对，你如果是个罪人的话，你今天就是来到对的地方了。为什么呢？因为耶稣在这里，耶稣赦罪的平安也在这里。没错，我们没有办法像门徒那样用我们的肉眼看到他。 但是为你的缘故，耶稣和他赦罪的平安是在这个地方了，就是在这里。你们每次领圣餐的时候，你们就在领耶稣基督的真体、真身体和真宝血，就是同样在十字架上所舍的他的身体和从他的血管里面所流出来的真宝血。 也都是为了赦免你们的罪而舍的而流出来的身体和宝血，就是在这个地方。每次人受洗的时候，耶稣也就在这里。圣经说，在洗礼，我们是与耶稣基督连接在一起的，我们与他一同埋葬的，也与他一同复活了。 在洗礼，我们都是披戴基督了。 在洗礼，我们的罪是蒙赦免的。在洗礼中，耶稣就是与我们同在了。在洗礼中，耶稣也把他赦罪的平安赐给我们了。最后，耶稣在他的话语里面，今天就是在这个地方了。太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。耶稣基督就是那道，他的道在哪里，耶稣自己也就在哪里，并且耶稣的道在哪里，哪里就有他赦罪的平安。今天基督就是在这个地方了，他赦罪的平安他在哪里，耶稣也就在哪里，他在这里。现在我也就向所有今天在上帝面前承认你的罪的人，承认你需要耶稣赦罪的平安的人，我凭着耶稣2000年前所赐给他教会的权威，就是在同样那天晚上所赐的，我就对你们说，我这位而受召而立的圣道仆人，就奉父子圣灵的名赦免你们一切的罪。这样你们的罪真的是蒙了赦免了，你有耶稣赦罪的平安，你跟上帝是和好的，你可以欢喜快乐，因为你已经看见了主耶稣了，你已经听并领受了他赦罪的平安。 If you are a sinner, then you've come to the right place today. Why? Because Jesus is here. Jesus is here with his peace, with his forgiveness peace, with his forgiveness peace for you. No, we don't see him with our eyes as the disciples did 2,000 years ago. We do not see his pierced hand and his pierced side as the disciples did, but he is here in this place for you. Every time in this place, when you receive the Lord's Supper, you are receiving Jesus' true body and his true blood, the same body that was pierced on the cross, the same blood that was poured out from Jesus' veins on the cross. That same body and blood given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Every time people are baptized here in this place, Christ is here. You are connected to Christ in your baptism, buried with him and raised with him. You are clothed with Christ in your baptism, and your sins are forgiven in baptism. Jesus is here with his forgiveness peace in baptism. And finally, in this place today, Christ is here in his word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The word is Christ. Where his word is, there is Christ himself. And where Christ in his word is, there is his word of forgiveness, peace. Today, in this place, Christ is here with his word of forgiveness, peace for you. And therefore, to all of you who acknowledge and confess your sins before God, you confess that you are indeed sinners in need of Jesus' forgiving peace, I say to you by the authority that Christ on that same Easter evening 2,000 years ago gave to his church, I say to you as a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Your sins are now forgiven. You have Jesus' forgiveness, peace. You are at peace with God. You can now rejoice and be glad. You have seen the Lord, for you have heard and received his forgiveness, peace. 我们现在回到我们的经文。门徒已经领受了耶稣赦罪的平安，他们也欢喜快乐。但是现在耶稣再一次地对他们说，愿你们平安。怎么了？为什么需要再来一次呢？是因为耶稣现在要在他已经赐给他们的平安之上，要建造一个新的东西了。这同样的平安要做这新的东西的根基。这新的事情呢，也是非常特别，也是持续一直到今天了。是什么东西呢？ 是这样，耶稣快要离开他的门徒，回到他天父那里去，他之后就不会肉身地与他们同在，但是耶稣要他赦罪的平安长久继续在这世界上。因此耶稣再次给门徒平安之后，他就对他们说，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣了你们。圣父本来差遣圣子到世界上来，是为了借着他的死复活赚得了我们赦罪的平安，并为了把这平安赐给门徒了。现在呢，耶稣就是要很类似地差遣他的门徒，把他刚才所赚得的平安赐给送给更多人，这样这赦罪的平安能够持续在世界上。接下耶稣向门徒吹一口气，门徒吹一口气，把圣灵特别赐给他们，这圣灵会帮助门徒能够使用耶稣快要赐给他们的特别的权威和全能。 As we return to our text, the disciples have received Jesus' forgiveness peace and they are glad. But now Jesus tells them once again, peace be with you. Why again? Jesus is now building on what he had already given them. This same forgiveness peace is now the foundation for something new and something very special that continues even to this very day. Jesus would soon no longer be physically with his disciples on earth, but he wants his forgiveness peace to continue being given out here on earth even after he's gone. So, after giving his disciples peace once again, Jesus next says, "As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." The Father had sent his Son to earth to earn our forgiveness peace through his death and resurrection, and to give that peace to his disciples. But now in a similar way, Jesus is sending his disciples to carry on the delivery of that forgiveness peace which Jesus had just earned once and for all. Jesus next breathes on the disciples, giving them the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will enable the disciples to exercise the incredible right, authority and power which he will next give them. 耶稣所赐给门徒的权威和全能就是这个。耶稣对他们说，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免，你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。耶稣在这里告诉门徒，他们要赦免人的罪，并且他们赦罪的时候，这个赦免是像耶稣亲自赦罪一样有效的。门徒也要留下人的罪，当他们这样做，这个效果也是像耶稣亲自所做的一样。当人来到门徒的时候，向他们承认他们的罪，并要上帝因着耶稣的缘故的赦免，门徒就要赦免他们的罪。但是当人拒绝承认他们的罪，也不想要离开他们的罪行，门徒不要赦免他们的罪。其实这些人就是不要这个赦免的，他们想要继续活在罪里面，也是拒绝承认他们需要赦免。耶稣这时候给门徒的这个伟大的权威常常被叫做钥匙职，这是因为现在门徒拥有进入天堂的钥匙。我们罪人若没有得到耶稣的赦免，我们天堂就是进不去的。2000年前，在那第一个复活节的晚上，耶稣赐给门徒，其实也是赐给整个教会这个职位，这个权威。所有基督徒都有这个权威，当其他的人来跟我们承认他们的罪的时候，我们应该赦免他们。这所有基督徒拥有的权威是所谓的信徒皆祭司的一部分。虽然所有基督徒都有这个，但是耶稣还另外 设了一个公开传道职或者牧师职的职位。在这个职位里面呢，正规受召而立的仆人就是牧师，要会公开地使用这赦罪和留下罪的权威，比如在主日崇拜的时候。那谈到这里，我们当然就是谈到今天下午那特别原因，我们为什么来到这边聚会。 Here is the authority and power that Jesus gives his disciples. Jesus says, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld. Jesus tells his disciples to forgive sins. And when they do it, it is just and true and valid as if Christ had done it himself. They are also to withhold forgiveness. And when they do that, that is also just as true and valid as if Christ had done it himself. When people come to the disciples confessing their sins and desiring Christ's forgiveness, the disciples are to forgive them. But when people refuse to acknowledge their sin and have no desire to turn away from their sin, the disciples are not to forgive them. They don't want forgiveness anyway. They want to keep on sinning, and thus they themselves reject any need for forgiveness. This authority that Christ here gives to the disciples is often called the office of the keys to heaven. For no one will enter into heaven unless their sins have been forgiven for the sake of Christ. On that Easter evening 2,000 years ago, Christ gave this office, this authority, to the disciples and really to the whole Christian church of all times. All Christians have the authority to forgive sins when that forgiveness of sins in Christ is sought from them by another. This is part of what is often called the priesthood of all believers. While certainly all Christians possess this right, Christ also instituted the office of the public ministry, in which his called and ordained servants publicly exercise this authority to forgive and withhold sins. And that, of course, brings us to today, to the special reason that we are gathered here for this service. 路德会三一堂的弟兄姐妹们，你们都知道，上帝已经借着他的教会呼召了这位张伟格进入这个公开传道的职位。这位快要成为张牧师呢，他在上帝的面前，他跟你们跟我是完全一样，他也是一个罪人，他也需要每天领受从上帝而来的耶稣在十字架上所赚得的赦免。但是在别人的面前呢，张牧师在世界上的呼召是跟我们大部分的人不一样的。上帝给我们每一个人不同世界上的呼召，在上帝的面前，这些不同的呼召都是一样好的，一样圣洁的，但是他们还是不一样的，服侍别人的方式也是不一样的。除了他牧师的呼召之外，张牧师还有一些更基本的呼召，就是丈夫的呼召，儿子的呼召，还有父亲的呼召。张牧师在这些呼召里面服侍他的家人。但是对你们弟兄姐妹们来说，张牧师的呼召就是牧师。那么现在应该问，牧师是什么呢？这个张牧师跟你们的关系到底是什么呢？Brothers and sisters of Trinity Lutheran Church, as you know, God has called through his church this man, Wayne Zhang, into the office of the public ministry. Before God, soon to be Pastor Zhang, is no different than me or any of you. He is a sinner who is in daily need of God's forgiveness earned by Christ on the cross. But before other people, Pastor Zhang has one earthly calling that is different than most of us. God has given each of us different callings in life, none better or worse before God, but different nonetheless, to do different works of service on earth. Aside from his calling as pastor, Pastor Zhang also has the more fundamental callings of husband to his wife, son to his parents, and father to his children. Many of you men here share in these callings. But to you all, as the body of Christ in this place, Pastor Zhang's calling is that of a pastor. And what is a pastor?
所以一个牧师是什么呢? 最重要, 他是一个送货员。
对, 一个送货员。 牧师也会穿一种送货员的制服。 当你看到这个制服的时候，你就知道送货员要来，他要送给你礼物。那么他所送的礼物当然不是书或者电器，他所送的是什么呢？是耶稣赦罪的平安。耶稣2000年前就是给他门徒，也给所有的牧师，这个他们主要的责任。 就是公开使用钥匙纸。如果讲广泛一点，牧师所送的是上帝的道，上帝的道包括他提醒你们有罪的律法，这律法也定你们的罪，也甚至压碎着你们。但是除了送律法之外，更重要的是。 这个牧师会送你们上帝的福音，这福音是赦免你们的罪，也给你们重新扶起来，也给你们力量过你们基督徒的生活。一位牧师主要是一个送货员，他当然也有其他的角色，他是一个领导人，也是做一些行政的工作，他也是一个老师。 也做很多其他的事情，但是他最重要的就是一个送货员。这位张牧师是你们的送货员，他的工作主要是把耶稣的福音送给你们，赐给你们。他要送给你们耶稣赦罪的平安。在他所有做的一切，他就是要做这个。在他的教导里面。 在他的正道里面，当他给你收拾的时候，当他给你辅导的时候，当你生病，他去探访你的时候，当他送给你耶稣的真身体、真宝血，为了赦免你们罪的时候，在这一切，张牧师就是要送给你上帝的礼物，就是救恩、永生和耶稣的赦免。 并且，当张牧师赦免你们罪的时候，你的罪真的蒙了赦免了，就像耶稣亲自赦免你们罪一样。耶稣基督2000年前这个赦罪的权威赐给教会了，张牧师会公开地在你们当中执行这个权威。张牧师就是你们的送货员。 他要送给你们你们最需要的货，最需要的礼物，就是你们的罪得蒙赦免，耶稣赦罪的平安。So what is a pastor? First and foremost, a pastor is a delivery man. Yes, a delivery man. He even wears a kind of delivery man's uniform so that you can recognize him. When you see this uniform, you know the delivery man is coming to give you gifts. Now, of course, the gifts that he delivers are not books or electronics. No, he delivers Jesus' forgiveness, peace. 2,000 years ago, Jesus gave his disciples and gave pastors of all time this primary responsibility to publicly exercise the office of the keys. In broader terms, a pastor delivers God's word to God's people, his word of law which reminds you of your sin and even crushes you because of your sin. But most importantly, he delivers God's word of gospel, which forgives your sin and raises you up again and gives you strength to live your Christian life. A pastor is most importantly a delivery man. Sure, he is other things too. He is a leader, an administrator, a teacher, and many other things. But most importantly, he's a delivery man. Pastor Zhang is your delivery man, who in whatever he does, his job is to deliver to you the gospel, Jesus' forgiveness, peace, in his teaching, in his preaching, When he baptizes you, when he counsels you, when he visits you when you're sick, when he gives you Christ's body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins. In all these things, Pastor Zhang is here to deliver God's gifts to you. His gifts of life, salvation, and the forgiveness of your sins, peace with God. And when he forgives your sins, they are forgiven, just as if Christ himself had done it. Christ gave that authority to his church 2,000 years ago. Pastor Zhang will exercise that authority publicly in your midst. Pastor Zhang is your delivery man to deliver to you what you need the most, the forgiveness of your sins, Jesus' forgiveness, peace.
最后要给张牧师一些话。 你对基督的教会实在是一个很大的祝福，那么当然不是你自己本身，你跟我一样都是罪人而已。但是在你这个呼召里面，因为你是耶稣最新的送货员，最新的管道，要把上帝的礼物赐给上帝的子民，这是一个很大的祝福，也是一个非常大 的责任，伟哥，我知道你今天大概是怕死了，就像我15年前也是，到现在常常也是怕死了。但是我们又是罪人，又是牧师的人，有一点这个害怕也是好的。但是伟哥，你可以确定你知道，今天差遣你的是耶稣基督，就像他2000年前差遣门徒 一样，是耶稣基督自己教会的头，差遣你到这里，到了这个教会，为了把他的礼物送给他在这里的子民。差遣你的耶稣基督也绝对不会撇下你在这里。基督不会呼召人，差遣人，然后给他们丢了，让他们自己靠自己想办法。他不会。 就像他2000年前所做的一样，基督反而今天把他的圣灵特别赐给你，为了兼顾你做这个送货的工作。虽然是基督差遣你，虽然他把圣灵赐给你，你在这牧师的呼召里面还是会挣扎，也会犯错，甚至有时候会失败了。我们每一个人 在我们各个的呼召里面也都会这样，但是当你这样做错失败的时候，你要知道你所送给弟兄姐妹们的赦罪的平安也是你的，上帝也送给你这个送货员他的平安。因此，就像耶稣2000年前对门徒所说的一样，我今天也对你说， 愿你平安，并且对你们一切的弟兄姐妹们，上帝所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。阿门。
Finally, a few words to Pastor Zhang. What a blessing you are to Christ's church. No, not because of who you are in yourself. You're just a sinner like I am. But you, in your calling as Christ's newest delivery man, to deliver God's gifts to God's people, what a blessing. And what a responsibility. I know you're scared to death, Wayne, today, just as I was 15 years ago, and often still am today. And a bit of godly fear is a good thing for us sinners to have. Yet, know for a fact, Wayne, that today it is Christ who is sending you, just as he sent his disciples 2,000 years ago. It is Christ himself, the Lord of the church, who is sending you here to this church to deliver his gifts to his people here in this place. And he does not leave you alone. Christ does not call men into this office and then just leave them to fend for themselves. No, rather, just as he did 2,000 years ago, Christ today gives you his Holy Spirit in a special way to strengthen you for the delivery work that he has given you to do. Even so, you will stumble and make mistakes in your calling as a pastor. Just as all of God's people in all of their vocations stumble in all of our callings. But when you do stumble, know that that forgiveness peace that you deliver to all of them is also for you as well, the delivery man. And just as Christ said to his disciple pastors 2,000 years ago, he says to you here today, peace be with you. And to all of you, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.